The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Yes, that would be us, InsightCubed.com. I was working at, with us in studio is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. I was working on really Inside Advertising business today. Can you imagine that?
You were?
I know.
It's, oh, do you have a company?
Yeah. It's so strange, you know? It's actually, yeah. We're doing packaging for a client.
Oh.
You know how difficult that is?
To do packaging?
Yeah, because you have to make sure that the packaging is what's in the consumer interest, not so much what the client wants, but what the consumers want. So you have to go through all these tests and things like that.
I actually helped do the research for a packaging project for the parenting. I think it's parent or parenting
magazine.
Anyways, magazine.
Yeah.
And they had a toy line. And so they had someone developing the packaging, and I came in and helped them do research on all the other packaging for baby toys and kids' toys that were educational focused, that were on the shelves at all these different places, to look at how they own what it looks like on the shelves, how they.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. You know,
you spend
a lot of time on this, and it's just not one off.
It's incredibly complicated. Yeah. And because you're competing with everything else screaming at people, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, especially on. I don't know if your packaging is a store shelf type thing, but
it
that's
is.
Very competitive.
Yes, it's, yeah, so. It's all store shelf stuff. And a whole new line of. In this case, it's dog food. So,
Well, and we know that's hard to get that to pop off the shelf and look different and convey a message on a glance. So,
Oh, well. Sorry, we went down a rabbit hole there for just a moment.
No, but you know, packaging, I always tell people, too, you can still integrate that with everything else you're doing.
Right.
So when it comes to digital, that's a whole new thing, too, because you have to think about all those other touch points. So if you do have digital, where's your website? Do you have icons? Where do you put those on the package? All that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's all there. That's exactly what I was doing today, as a matter of fact. So
fun. Well, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And that's why I do that for a real business, you know, is because I have ADD so bad, I can just kind
of
concentrate.
just
do all sorts of things at the same time. All right, Laura Kennard's here, ladies and gentlemen. We've gone down that rabbit hole for a little while, and we're talking about business networking opportunities here in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. What's going on? Anything up?
Well, one thing that I mentioned already before, and it's already going to be tomorrow, so I feel like I should double check and make sure that you can still show up, but I think it is one of the ones that you can just show up for. You have to pay a little bit more if you do, but they're having at the Botanical Center tomorrow a workshop, Video Marketing Take One Action.
Right.
It's 3 to 5. So it's kind of a late in the afternoon because it's actually a workshop. And so I would just go to amaiowa.com immediately if you think that you'd like to go to that tomorrow. But this features, this event has Jeff Julian, and it was a remarkably successful when we had it as a lunch and learn. I attended that. And now he's come back for this workshop. So basically, you know, we've been talking a lot about it being the year of video marketing.
Sure.
And I think the statistic says that probably 2/3 of what's going to be shared now is rapidly going to be by 2020 all video. And that's just a huge challenge. So there's somewhere between. Well, I was at the World Food Festival this weekend, and Meredith had cooking. They were doing cooking in a tent, and I believe they were live streaming. I know that they do a lot of live streaming and studio type stuff, so that's one aspect. There's a little quick videos you can do on Instagram. There's really nice production videos that can be strategically chopped up into small pieces that you can share. There's just lots of ways that you can work video. Some of it you can do on your own if you are set up well, and that's where Jeff will come in. But obviously, folks like yourself in the agency world can
two
help
factors,
with that.
You know, two huge factors. I mean, if you're ever thinking about doing your own videos out there, two things that you just need to be very aware of. Number one is light. If your light is in the background and you're and I've seen videos like this and it just looks horrible. So make sure that the light is well balanced. And the other thing is make sure the audio is good. Because I've seen people try to do from handhelds or whatever, you know, and the audio is echoey or just not very clear. So yeah, spend a little money and get a lavalier.
So you can get some, definitely. You can get some tips online and obviously from this workshop about, I know Drake, Chris Snyder at Drake periodically puts on a video workshop and covers a lot of those basic things. So there's a nice little bit of equipment that you can invest in. But I think also it's important for people to think about their overall video strategy and what all those pieces are and, you know, look to people that can help. So
it's AMA Iowa tomorrow, you said.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And we talked about it last week, but I wanted to say it again. We also have on September 21st, Raising Capital Seminar.
That's right.
So this is Thursday, and this is an all-day thing. It's going to be at Brownwick Law Firm. And so it's Des Moines Metro IA. It looks like chambermaster.com.
Sure, it's through the partnership.
Through the partnership. Startup company founders in Greater Des Moines will have the opportunity to learn from other entrepreneurs and startup investors on how to successfully raise capital for their business. And, you know, we talk about this in my entrepreneurship classes, that there's debt, you know, that you can take on either through various, small business loans, micro loans, finding an angel investor who's willing to loan you for a certain amount. Or there are different people who will be willing to invest for certain amounts of equity. Mm-hmm. But how you structure that is different. When you're asking them to put up X number of dollars for X amount of equity, you need to know what the calculation is.
And also the valuation of whatever it is that you're doing.
The valuation. I think that what they'll do is help you understand how to make a realistic valuation and what you should give up an equity based on that valuation or the future valuation. All of this, of course, is a risk to the investor, but as much as you can be realistic about that, they may be able to take a gamble on you.
So that's on Thursday. That's most of the day, isn't it?
Yes. So it's going to be, it's hosted by Square One. So it's going to be located, well, actually,
it's up at Brownwick, I think, isn't it?
Yes, actually, I'm sorry. It says 666 Grand Avenue is where Brown. It's Greater Des Moines Partnership, but it's going to be hosted by Brown, Brownwick. Yes. So we have that. Also, we have a little look ahead that I just wanted to mention while we're on the topic of small businesses. This is way into the future, but something that you should start looking at if you want to attend. It's the 2017 Small Business Success Summit. And that's a new thing. And I've been getting some emails about it. It's also Greater Des Moines Partnership that's going to be at the FFA Enrichment Center. And basically, it looks like we already have a couple hundred people that say that they're going to go anyway. But the point is that up until now, there's been a lot of focus with Square One about entrepreneurial ventures and all that kind of stuff. And with Christina Moffitt and some of these like top five tips and all these things, a little bit more focused on the small business owner, either someone that wants to start one or someone who's actively in one that wants to grow. And that's what that summit is about. So those are some of the main things that I just wanted to get on people's radar.
I suspect coffee, a million cups is going to be on Wednesday. It usually is on Wednesday morning. And then we've got this Live to Lead. When you came in studio today, you said, what is this thing, Live to Lead? This is kind of neat. This is our friend Monty Wyatt is putting this together, and it's with John Maxwell, famous author, Dave Ramsey, who you've maybe heard of before, you know, beans and rice and this home budget and that kind of a thing, and Cheryl Bachelder, and Warwick Dunn, who's a former football player. And so they're doing this event here in town, and it's going to be, by the way, Friday, October 6th at Valley Church on Fuller Road in West Des Moines. And tickets are now on sale. But Monty Wyatt put this thing together. This is, I think, the fourth year that they've brought this to town. It's quite the thing. So,
The other thing I will mention that I forgot to say is on September 21st, so also on Thursday, Gravitate in Valley Junction is doing kind of the same thing that they do on that first
Friday. It's Rosh Hashanah. They can't do anything on Rosh Hashanah.
They're doing the third Thursday, and that is in Valley Junction at the new Gravitate space, and that is open co-working all day.
Yeah.
And then they're also doing kind of a like a networking event.
Yeah, I'm out of here on Thursday, you know, for the holiday. Yeah, so
yes.
Yeah, we're blowing shofars and eating honey. And yeah,
so
yeah.
For all of us that are just continuing on and just trample all over the holiday, we know that you will not be here.
I will not be here. But we will have a best of, just put it in your thought process, we'll have a best of on Thursday. So thank you for doing this, Laura. Lou?
Social media tips.
Yeah.
All day long. September 28th, social media strategy in Des Moines on the South Side. I will be teaching that. I've revamped all of the stuff. Got some whole new cool things.
On the 28th.
On the 28th of September. Right. See, I always almost forget those.
Don't forget, though. That's the stuff that you're doing.
Right.
Social media, networking, all kinds of things going on with Laura Kennard. Have a safe travel. You're going down to Florida. What's left of it, right?
Yes. All to an area that is dry.
Still there.
Yes.
All right, for all of us associated with Inside on Business, the news hour, Sam Creamer was in earlier talking about tips for selling your business. Laura Kennard just now talking about networking opportunities and social media for business. For all of us, the rest of us, that would be Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the news hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayre. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.